Good afternoon. A gorgeous day in progress across most of interior New York and New England, with a good amount of sunshine allowing temperatures to climb off our comfortably cool morning lows back through the 60s. We'll settle into the middle and upper 70s on average for afternoon highs, some lower 70s across the higher terrain. At the same time, a deep circulation over the Canadian Maritimes is producing a north-northwesterly wind flow, which will be gusty at times over 20 miles per hour. This wind flow will drive in drier air, so relative humidity values for this time of year will be low. Also rotating around that deep circulation will be some energy and perhaps even a little bit of moisture, and we may see just an isolated passing shower diving through the Champlain Valley and into easternmost New York and the higher terrain in western New England. These showers will perhaps be just enough to wet the ground and will move through relatively quickly, those that do occur. Either way, it looks like it'll remain dry into the night tonight, and overnight we could expect mostly clear skies with low temperatures back into the lower and middle 50s. High pressure building in will set us up for a gorgeous day on Sunday. We'll have less wind, more sunshine, and warmer temperatures with highs reaching the lower 80s. In fact, similar conditions, maybe a few more clouds on Monday, lower 80s with partly to mostly sunny skies. Another disturbance will head in our direction by the middle of next week. On Tuesday, a front will approach from the Ohio Valley and scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. The upper level energy associated with this system will pivot through on Wednesday with the risk of a few showers and highs in the lower to mid 80s before we dry it out on Thursday and Friday of next week, high temperatures staying in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level trough for this time of year will move from the west into the central United States this weekend and bring a cold front slowly along with it. Widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected from the plains into the eastern United States with these features. Severe weather is likely today for the southern and central plains, where an enhanced risk is in effect from the Storm Prediction Center. Slight risks of both severe weather and flash flooding are in place through the plains to the mid-Mississippi and into portions of the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. Through the weekend, 2 to 4 inches of rain is forecast for parts of the southern plains into western portions of Arkansas. Thus, a moderate risk of flash flooding is in effect for these areas. Meanwhile, unseasonably cold temperatures are expected in parts of the western and central United States for the weekend associated with the deep trough. For the central Great Basin to the northern and central Rockies and central High Plains, high temperatures are forecast to be 15 to 30 degrees below average today and 10 to 20 degrees below normal tomorrow. Freeze warnings are in effect for parts of Nevada and Wyoming. Snow remains possible in higher elevations of the west, especially in the central Rockies, where several inches of snow is forecast, with lighter additional accumulations elsewhere in the northern Rockies and Tetons. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Daniel, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy, lower 80s. Boston, partly sunny and breezy, with scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible in the lower 80s. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 95, set in 1954, and the record low, 37, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with just an isolated passing shower possible and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows around 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with an isolated passing shower possible, highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with just an isolated passing shower possible and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, lower 80s. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Monday in the lower 80s. A good chance of showers and storms Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, the risk of a few showers and storms Wednesday, lower to mid 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday in the mid 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.